Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I pray God for blessing upon you today. And I pray, praise God, that God has been good to you throughout this week. Praise the Lord. Because I'm realizing, praise the Lord, in my life, in my walk in God, that you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here, praise God, to continue, praise God, with this broadcast. But I tell you, any time that you are doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ, you can expect some interference, but devil, I win. I thank God, praise God, once again for you and those of you that are listening. I pray that you're going to be blessed from the word of God today. And today, praise God, I don't want to, praise God, along the time, for the time, praise God, is at hand. But today we're going to talk about the judgment. The judgment shall begin at the house of God. Amen. But Father, before we go into the message, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you would open up ears with understanding, that the word come forth, praise God, with clarity and understanding, that they may hear the word of God and take heed. Praise God, it's all about, praise God, getting ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to let you know, Father God, I thank you today, praise God, for impressing, praise God, up in my spirit to bring forth the word of life. Now, Father God, as I come forth, let those that are not saved hear your voice and obey, that they may have a right to the tree of life, to let them know, praise God, that they can live and not die. Amen. Praise God, I thank you, praise God, for the Son of Man. Praise God that he would hear, repent, and be saved in the name of Jesus. And God, I do bless you today. I bless you, Father God, because I know that you live because you live in me. And God, I thank you once again as I bring forth the word today. Let the unsaved and those backsliders, praise God, come back, praise God, and realize, Father God, that you chasten those that you love. And you love us enough, praise God, to send forth the warning to let us know that, Father God, your word must come to pass. And, Father, I thank you today. Father God, open hearts and minds that they will receive the word of the Lord. Amen. And today, praise God, I want to talk with you shortly, praise God, about judgment, the judgment of God. The judgment of God that shall begin at the house of God. Now, when we talk about the judgment of God, praise the Lord, we think about, you know, things happening pretty bad or something, praise God, that is going to happen that's going to cause a lot of, praise God, hurt or conflict or even death, praise the Lord. But when I talk about it, praise God, I want to talk about it because many of us talk about the word rapture. But let me help you out. The word rapture does not even appear in the Bible anywhere. It is not rapture. God said, I will take them up. Now, and he says, and when this word, it is not in scripture. Okay, so now what I'm doing, I'm going to Google, but I'm going to go along with the Lord say. He says, and I'm directing them, God, to bring issues, praise God, out of the pitiful state, praise the Lord, into the forefront. Now, who's among us feel that we are going to be y'all, so we're going to be taken up in the rapture, but I'm just going to be saying, God, he's going to take us out of this place. Praise the Lord. Ready or not, when he comes, he's going to do what he said he would do. Amen. And who's among us, you can say that you have nothing more to do but to repent. If you will repent, praise the Lord, God will give you a new walk in life. The word of God says in 1 Peter 4, he says, 1 Peter 4 and 16, yet if any man suffers as Christians, let him not be ashamed, hallelujah, but let him be glorify God on his behalf. And then he says this furthermore, he says, for the time is come that the judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. And it is first begin at what? At us. What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, now listen at that, people, the righteous shall scarcely be saved, then where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? That's a question. If God is not going to spare, he said, if the righteous shall scarcely be saved, Where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? You see, judgment must begin at the house of God. And if we look at God's dealing with man after the format of this, you know, the format of Israel, and we see that Israel received judgment first before the other nations, unless they were doing right by God. And after Jericho was taken over and they took some of the spoils of the battle, Israel marched on. But we know, praise God, that we are beaten terribly because the sin of man was seen in the eyes of God. And guess what? And was being so grievous that the whole nation, praise the Lord, was affected. And some may say that it's part of God, but those of us who are called to him, are judged by him, ultimately, praise God, standard God himself. If Israel was so severely judged, people, how much more then shall we who have been taught by the blood and bought by the blood of Jesus Christ not be judged? For the blood of Jesus, God with blood, he could have judged us. Praise the Lord. You see, Hebrews states, praise God, in Hebrews 2, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. And God is sending forth his word, praise God, to those that will listen. Take heed, for the end is upon us. Praise the Lord. We have heard, at least at any time, we should slip, praise the Lord. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression, hallelujah, and disobedience receives a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is at the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord himself, and was confirmed, praise the Lord, unto us by them that heard him. And God also bare them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with the divers miracles and gifts, praise the Lord, of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. If it is under the old covenant, every transgression was punished accordingly, then how can we say we are under grace and then do whatsoever we want without consequences? It's not going to happen, people. Judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. You see, the Masonic covenant was at least one, praise God, to its perfect one of grace. We are under so that the Father will judge that which was more harshness if we regret it. Because guess what? He brought grace to us. We are not saved by works. We're saved by his grace. Hallelujah. And we say, praise the Lord, in Hebrews 10. But if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifices of sin. Hey, God. But a certain fear for looking for the judgment and the fierce indignation which shall devour the adversity. That he said that he that would despise Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses of how much sore punishment. And suppose ye shall be through what that you think you're worthy. Who has trodden under the foot of the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sacrificing unholy things and has done despite unto the spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, hallelujah, we know him that hath vengeance belongs unto me, saith the Lord, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And if the righteous shall scarcely be saved, who among us can claim righteousness? The word Christ also says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We are called to righteousness, hallelujah, with perfect and holiness in Hebrews 12, chapter 3, 14 says, follow peace with all mankind and holiness with no man, holiness without holiness, no man, no boy, no girl, no preacher, no prophet, no pope, no president, nobody will see the Lord without holiness. And if we are not holy, hallelujah, we are separated. We shall not see God. It is said, praise God, if to be raptured, as they may say, to be taken out, is to go and see our Lord. Whom among us can claim his holy? Who among us can say that we have allowed our Lord and God to work in us, that these things, praise God, may be worked in us? Hallelujah. But we're, praise God, walking away. We have turned our backs on God. We have turned our face from God. We have got off our knees to God. And we will pay for it, because the Bible is saying, praise God, judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. And what is he saying? They're going to start falling dead in the church. They're going to start calling, things are going to be happening in the church. Because guess what? We have a form of godliness, but we are denying the power thereof. We have a, we praise him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. The Lord said, praise God, he said, because who, those who us come among us, that we have allowed our Lord and God to work in us, that these things might be worked in us. Who can say, I am going with the Lord and I'm ready? These attributes of God, which we are called to put on, can only be done by putting off what we are in full, letting the flesh go, killing the flesh before the flesh kills you. The oversight, the bad things is obvious. We need to go, praise God, but so do those things which we think are good, such as we love loving humility, loving ourselves, praise God. We're not kind anymore. People, praise God, are hateful, mean, hatred, murderous. Praise to God, such as those things which we have in the flesh to some degree. Even those things, especially those things that have to go, because they are insufficient. They are insufficient for the purpose of a holy God. He himself shall furnish all. He shall furnish all we need. But it is God. It is God's holiness. His evidence in us. Can man see God in us? His righteousness is in us. Sadly, the answer is no, brethren, no, because we have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. We are not headed for rapture, praise God, as they may say, as many believe. We are headed for judgment. I cannot understand, praise the Lord, hallelujah. How can we see judgment coming upon the world and missing, praise God, coming upon the world, praise the Lord, and miss the judgment which is coming to us as his saints expected to say. The enemy has deceived us into a false sense of security. The devil has blinded our eyes that we cannot hear nor see the word of God. We're going on what we speculate. Hallelujah. We're playing Russian roulette with our lives. We have given the devil, we have given him authority over us. Ah, Jesus, it is not our account that the men speak evil of God. Has our conduct as his ambassadors nor brought him shame? How is it that we read the book of Revelation, which speaks of God's final judgment, but forget, hallelujah, that the first part of Revelation is made up of seven letters which are written to the seven churches? We get a warning first to repent, lest we be judged, because for the wrath of God is poured out upon this world, and he will bring it. He promised it, praise the Lord, in Matthew. He says, when I come, praise God, whenever I come, and I will come. I will not forget to come. I will not lie and say I'm coming and I'm not. But he is coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. There is hope yet, brethren. The word says in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten, and be jealous thereof for repentance. Repentance. Hey God, Rebakata. This is the taken. This is taken from the letter to the church of Laodicea. It is seen that our Lord is trying to communicate something here. Christ was chasing us because he loves us. But if you turn your back on him, he will not force his way into your life. Hey God, Rikorabata. Yes, Jesus. He said it, praise the Lord, as the world shows us again. Praise the Lord, in the book of Revelation, the judgment begins with us, because Christ speaks to the seven churches before the judgment are poured forth. Has a whole body repented? Again, no. We think everything we do is right. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is nothing but death and destruction. It seems right, but are you sure it's right? Thank you, Jesus. He said the whole body repented. No. Without repentance, there can be no revival, which is needed before we can be put, taken out of this place. Hey, Jesus. We're raptured, praise God, as the world may say, which is not biblical, but we go with it because it sounds good. We have not repented as we ought to on our own according. The judgment will. The judgment. We will repent. We will repent, brethren. We ought to take heed to the word of our Lord. We need to take heed to the word of the Lord that is spoken to the churches in Revelation. We ought to let him examine us and show us where we are lacking, that we may be made whole while there is yet time, because there will come a time of the judgment of God. There will come the wrath of God upon this nation because we as people have turned away from God. We don't want no God. We don't need no God. Till death comes, destruction, sicknesses, troubles, then we call upon God. Hey, God, Rebecca Saga. But I believe that those words which were written in those years ago apply just as much as it was right now, that they did not repent and they felt the wrath of God. Let us take heed, lest Christ come to us with the sword or remove our candlestick, whatsoever judgment he has forewarned us of. Brethren, sisters, hey, God, we are all guilty of what? Of threatening Christ's blood and treating his blood with contempt, whether we have willfully committed adultery, lied, stolen, or what have you. We have done that. And surely we ought to repent. Grace does not live and does not give us license to sin. It frees us from the sin thereof. If we continue to sin willfully, no matter how small we think the sin is, we are in danger of God's judgment. The judgment of God shall begin at the house of the Lord. It shall begin at the house of the Lord. Take heed. Examine yourself. The Bible said, let every man examine himself. Son of man, examine yourself. Backslider, examine yourself. Homemonger, examine yourself. Adulteress, examine yourself. Murderer, examine yourself. Liar, examine yourself. Dope addict, prostitute, you need to repent, for time is at hand. Thank you, Jesus. The judgment of the world will be harsh. But how much more harshly will God deal with us who are called by his name and bought by his blood, if we treat the blood as the world does him, we are headed for destruction. The word of God said judgment. Judgment. Judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. The song my grandmother used to sing, all I do, Lord, I got to go to judgment. All I do.
That's what she used to say.
Oh, all I do. I got to go to judgment. All I do. Well, all I pray, Lord. All I sing, Lord. All I do. All I do. All I do, Lord. I got to go to judgment. All I do. Think about it. The Lord said, those that he loves, he chastens. Hear ye the word of the Lord and live. He that believes will live. He that believeth not is already damned. I pray, praise God, that you hear the word of the Lord. Take heed. Know. Whatever will do it. He's not a God that he shall lie. Neither the Son of Man that he need to repent. If he didn't, if he said it, he shall make it good. I pray, praise God, that the word touch you and examine you. Let the word of God examine you. Know, praise God, this one thing.
God is not a liar. He's coming again. And he's coming back. But he stated that judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord. You be blessed. Remember that Jesus coming back, ready or not. Ready or not, my friend, my family, my loved ones, my Facebook friends, he's going to return. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? I pray you will be ready. God bless you.